Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today. Well, Grand Rising, everybody. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. So today we have Wanda Pearson, and we're talking about never say never because God has a plan. And, you know, I believe life is a God job. So, you know, so Wanda and I completely align, right, on that spiritual level. So what the show is about today is we grow up afraid to do things in our life because of fear. And I'm reading my screen over here because I don't want to miss a thing. So, but with faith, all things are possible. Yeehaw. And we never want to just, oftentimes we find ourselves that we're afraid to try things because of fear. But if we follow God's plan, you know, we can live our best life. And part of that is adjusting our mindset. And a little bit about Wanda Pearson. She has a passion for helping others she serves as a catalyst for overall success. She's a consultant, entrepreneur, speaker, thought leader, and legal practitioner, thought leader on legal protection. She's not a legal practitioner. She's not a lawyer, but she connects you to the best lawyers, I will tell you that, through Legal Shield. And she's a small businesswoman, and she really is here to help empower women and violence against women. She created her own company, WD Pearson Associates, after and Wanda, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she was with IBM for many, many years. And so she has decades of experience in the corporate world that she now brings to the small businesses to help them flourish and grow. So without further ado, let me get my mouse in the right place. Grand Rising, how are you?
Hi. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's early in the morning, but good morning.
Yeah. So I would love to like have this show in the afternoon, but I don't have that choice. Not my platform. So,
no, it's good. It's good. It's all good.
So it looks like, and we have your information here, and I'm just going to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you right off. So we'll get that banner created for you. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started, what catapulted you into women empowerment, like that. Because, you know, I'm here to empower women as well. Actually, I'm here to empower all people because I found out quickly that women weren't the only ones being abused. You know, I'm like, oops.
Yeah.
And so I would love for you to share how you got started in all this. So,
well, I actually, it's funny because when I was little, the social workers used to come to our house, right? Because I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And I don't know, God put in my mind, I always wanted to be a social worker, right? I wanted to help women because of the abuse that I actually went through as far as the fear, you know, and disappointment that I felt when I was little, you know, with my stepfather. But, you know, God, and I love the title that we have, Never Say Never, because I said I would never do what I'm doing now. I would never be on this be live, right?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I same here, by the way. So I thought I would, like, this I'm actually shy.
Yes.
And
I was too, Jody. I was shy too, but then God just brought me out of that to do what I'm doing. And it's amazing because actually when I graduated college, I started at Mercedes-Benz, you know, so I didn't start with social work. But then he put me back into what I wanted to do was a social worker. So I started working at Job Corps, which is great because that's when I started counseling young women.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was like, if I can just get to two of these young ladies, you know, to help them, I will be happy. So I got through the two toughest ones, and I'm so proud to say that they turned out to be very good. But I said it wasn't enough money in that deal, so I got into IBM, and I worked for IBM. And I never thought I'd be there for 36 years, but
that's
I did.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is, and I was still young when I retired, but that gave me the vision to do to have our own, which is when we started Legal Shield. And Legal Shield was something that I thought was very, me and my husband. In fact, I named WD Pearson as Wanda Dennis Pearson Associates, LLC. So Legal Shield was something that I got into the community because I felt that people needed to know our services. You know, they were affordable to get out there and actually.
Well, yeah. So, and here's the thing, you know, so I've used Legal Shield, and it's really important to have. And, you know, and I've been a business owner since I was, I mean, I want to say maybe 19 or 20. Like, you know,
okay.
I grew up with two entrepreneurs in the family, my mom and dad. And so what I want to say is people don't know the importance of having an LLC or having an incorporated or, you know, or 501c3.
whatever it is, is because they're veils of protection, legal protection.
Right.
You don't want anybody piercing their corporate veil, right?
Yeah.
And so we are in a time, and this is one another reason this comes to me, why it's so important to have you on the show today. We're at a time, we've come out of this pandemic, and during the time of the pandemic, a lot of people were recreating themselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't know what they don't know. I always talk about the DKDK zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what you know. Like, you know, I'm a female, you're a female. We know that's true. We know what we don't know. We're not brain surgeons. We're clear on that. And the rest of that circle is the opportunity to shift your thinking or to grow, and that's the DKDK zone, what you don't know that you don't know. And when it comes to protecting your company or growing your company, if you don't have those protections in place, we live in a very litigious society. And, you know, so I just want to tee you up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So people need to understand the importance of, hey, this is great that you had the last few years to rethink what you want to do. Now do it properly.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought it. Yeah, you did tee me up because
well, you know, I have 5 years teaching young entrepreneurs. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And what I did during the pandemic, I didn't let that stop me, Josie. Mm-hmm. That's when I actually created the WD Pearson Associates, and I help a lot of people. And I always say, what is your passion? You know, I worked for corporate 36 years, and I know that wasn't my own. So you need to get your own, right? So that's when I actually helped a lot of people get their LLC, people who had home-based business who actually created that. And I added another service, and I'll probably get into that later, but what I called my Five and Method, which is to help entrepreneurs get set up successfully, financially, legally, and authentically to sidestep failure when you apply. I have a Five and Method.
So tell me about the method. Tell me about what's called a Five What Method?
5M method.
5M is in Mary?
M is in Mary, yep. And I have a link. That's my lead magnet that I have that I wanted to make sure that people didn't feel confused about, like you said, getting the LLCs and talking to our attorneys. But me stepping you through that to help you feel more like a business superstar and become empowered, confident, secure, and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, I'm going to tell you, my mistake was I did my own LLC, and I didn't realize that Legal Shield does that. We call it Launched by Legal Shield. So when I realized that, that's when I said I wanted to show entrepreneurs, don't make the same mistake that I did, because I didn't know whether, do I check this box, do I check that box? But with our 5M method, it actually helps you to get set up the right way. And that's really what it's about, helping entrepreneurs get set up the right way. So I help them do coaching. Ask them, like I said, I start with your passion. What are your goals? What do you want to do? You know, how do you want to proceed with your business? Because a lot of people may get into baking, but are you a baker? Can you bake? You know, a lot of people might be like what you're doing, but they don't know how to speak. So it's really, really getting them empowered and setting up their goals, their SMART goals, and how I can help them get set up and then get set up legally, like you said, with the right entity.
Well, yeah. Can I want to say something, because you said that you know how to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you a story. So my dad, you know, both my mom and dad were entrepreneurs. My mom helped, you know, raise the family mostly before she became an entrepreneur, but she was one of those brilliant people that skipped three grades. And then, of course, my dad got kicked out of high school as a sophomore multimillionaire by the time he was 21. You know, came from nothing, right?
Awesome.
And, So there were two things, because God has a plan, right? So, first of all, we had nannies growing up, and they were from all over the world, and I was learning how to speak. I was an infant. So when I started speaking, nobody understood me, because I had a variety of dialects from Europe. You know, the UK, Munich, Hamburg, you know, you name it, Mexico, also not Europe, but Mexico, and Russia, actually, I think Russia.
Okay.
So when I started speaking, first of all, I couldn't use the word R,
and I had to go through speech therapy. So one, I learned diction at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, my dad was a high D, and anybody who studied the DISC profile, you know, D-I-S-C, the high D is that CEO, they're short, they're impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of me too. And I'm a high I and a high D. So depends on what hat I have to wear at the time. So my dad, and it was very funny when the house was on fire. I would call him, like at the office, or anywhere, he'd say, "What's up, Jode? Talk fast." So I had to learn diction, you know, so clarity and to be concise quickly. So I'm like, okay, Dad, house is on fire. And it was. My mom was cooking a brisket, you know, and the house went on fire. So, but that's how I became. Oh, what's that? Or is that mine? Are you getting a text message? It sounds like that might be a buzz from a phone.
Mm. Yeah. I turned my phone off here.
Yeah. Thank you. I have to make sure mine's off too. Yeah, there we go. Because I've done that too. And Zelda says, "Jody, you're not shy. That's the old you. New you, unstoppable." And whose picture, that doesn't even look like Zelda on there. Zelda, I don't know whose picture that is on your profile, but it doesn't look like you. Hold on. Does not look like my Zelda. So Zelda's our Monday morning stressologist podcast host. So anyway.
Okay.
So go ahead and... continue your story. Sorry.
No problem. No, we get into, and that's what conversation's about, right?
Yeah, I mean, and this is like, you know, we're a little different in format here. Like, we're here to create family conversation, dialogue. People are going to call in to the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you want to call in, it's 515-605-9325. And, you know, just press one if you can just call in and listen, or you can press one to speak and, you know, ask your questions. And, you know, and we're live streaming right now, and we are on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. And, you know, on LinkedIn, I just want to mention this. On LinkedIn, we actually cannot see your comments. They don't come through. But if you really want to participate, please just call us and ask Wanda or myself your questions, and just dial in to 515-605-9325, because we're going to be talking about, really it's about being your best self, right? You know, when you say never, say never, it's being your best self. And I was listening to some of the other podcasts that you've done, and, you know, I mean, how is it, let me just ask this, so, you know, when you say never, you know, how is it that you get, or how you coach people to get from point A to point B, right? Because it's not from the couch.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. That stuff, because I tell you, it's funny, when I was actually writing my second book, Collaboration, he always has a plan for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He always puts us into something that makes us uncomfortable to get into, like what I'm doing. Well, like I said, I would never speak. I would never do Facebook Live. I would never write a book. I would never get married. Everything that I
all
said,
those things, by the way, same here, right? Yeah.
And God said, "Oh yes, you are." And then he puts me into other things. So now I'm writing my third book. But it's amazing how me coming, growing up, as my self-esteem confidence was low, I know I did not want other people to do that. And that's what made me get into social work. And even when I was in corporate with IBM, people would still come to me and talk to me and say, "Wanda, you know, and let me know what they thought. And I tell you, God spoke to me with the certain ways. And when they, you know, when he puts things in my mind, I just, like, I share my inspirations every day with my family and friends. You know, I send that to them. You never know who needs to hear a good word, right? You never know that that may penetrate to them to really understand there. And they actually come to me with, you know, one, I need your prayers on this. So when I came to Never Say Never, I try to help people strive to have that confidence and self-esteem to get past that, and we talk about fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get past that fear, because fear, like I said, fear is a liar, right?
Fear is very low vibration.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and I always say, you don't want that to steal your happiness and joy. So I wanted to make sure as I was growing up, and I, you know, where I am today, Jody, I never thought I would be where I am today. You know, as far as what I've done, and even after retirement and then getting, you know, my own business here, I'm back into mentoring. Like today I have my mentoring group with middle school girls. I do mentoring for two middle schools here in Georgia. And
you need to bring me with.
What's that?
You need to bring me with.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I am not, I mean, I know we're live and you have to say yes online, but no, seriously. So I taught, 12-year-olds. For
okay.
5 years, it was an incubator program. It's a Young Entrepreneurs Academy.
Okay.
And we taught them how to create their own product or program, you know, their own business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do the full business plan, present it to a group of investors. The winner then would go to New York and present with other students from
That's
around
awesome.
The country. And there was this little girl. She was really, really shy, little whip of a girl, and she didn't have a voice. And, you know, her body language, you know, shoulders forward, head down, very shy. And she took second place by the time I was done with her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. I actually was at a meeting yesterday. I was going to Marriott Business Association, and I met a group that does something like this as far as this, it's great. It's actually the Educate, Empower, and Release. And I need to collaborate, and collaboration is my key to how actually success. I always talk about collaboration. So I want to get with them, and they do the same thing. It's actually something like what you're doing to get scholarships to help them thrive to adulthood. So as you say, I need to do that because actually, like I said, you know, it's funny how God brought me round back to the same circle that I started with, the social work, and I had to get out of corporate and have my own business. So, you know, every morning I ask myself, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? You know, and he guides me to what I'm doing. I mean, I can be very busy. All this week I'm busy. I'm busy, so I have to take a break, you know. But having that spirit that I have, and I guess my passion, people see that, you know, of what I do. And they come to me and they ask me, Wanda, what do you think of this? And I love it because I love helping people. So it's really about helping people. And with our middle school girls, I'm the affirmation queen. I send out my affirmations. I'm sure you see on my Facebook and my Instagram, I do my affirmations. So whenever they leave out the door, before they leave out, give me an affirmation. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am, you know.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's interesting. So I do both. I do affirmations, and I also, I'm kind of in your face, not kind of, I am in your face about what's interfering with your best life, you know, meaning your food, your water supply, you know, those things. And I know you know that. And but when I'm doing but I also, you know, I couple it with the, you know, the way with concepts and thought forms that allow people to understand that they're unstoppable. When we do classes, I do healing classes here. And part of the healing is not just, oh, they're ringing at me. Okay. Could you not ring? Sorry. they come at them at interesting times. Part of the classes that we teach, or it's part of it's healing, right? It's all healing. But it's not just physical and healing. It's mostly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Because our emotions are completely tied to our
mm-hmm.
physical pain or physical wellness.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. So having affirmations and going through mindset training so people
mm-hmm.
think positive.
Yeah.
You know. How do you help people think positive?
Well, it depends, like you said, the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
How far down are they as far as that negativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just reversing it is the hard. It ain't easy. You know, because then they can bring you down that same rabbit hole, you know, as far as the negativity.
Right.
And how to reverse it for myself, you know, first of all, not to feed into that, but give them something positive to think about, you know, such as you woke up this morning, you know, you can see, you can walk. I mean, look how many people, it's people worse off than you are. You may
attitude
think it's
of gratitude,
bad.
Right?
Yeah. So I have people that, you know, oh, you know, I can't do this. Don't. And my father always told me, my father was a high-level salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't can comes in cans. So you don't say you cannot do this, but reverse it, say I can do this, and helping people to reflect on what is good in your life, you know, because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to, that's that negativity, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say if you're not playing with God, you're playing for the other side.
Absolutely, and this. You know, and I always say that fear that people have, which is the negativity that it brings on, it's a mechanism to block from us to do what God plans for us to do. So you have to get out of that negative thinking and reverse it to that positive thinking and think about something positive in your life and say, here's people out there in the streets that's homeless, but you have a home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have something to drink. Some people, especially with the economy now, it's very hard. So I try to reverse that and tell them that let's think about something that actually could be worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you kind of reverse the negative to the positive, you know.
Well, one of the things that we do in our house is, and there's many ways to do this, we have a gratitude jar.
Yes, okay? Gratitude.
And so
very
we take
important.
A little note page. Paper and we write what, you know, maybe 3-4 things that we're grateful for. Now, I did that for years. You can also use a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what I started doing, because, you know, I kind of ran out of room on my journals and all that, I just started sending gratitude to people in social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like put it mm-hmm. in the universe.
Yeah.
Plaster it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that you can manifest anything with
mm-hmm.
gratitude because it's such
absolutely.
A high vibration.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I agree with that because that's why I do my, what did you say, put it in the universe. I do my I am affirmations
mm-hmm.
where I put it out there. I'm working to better myself. You know, I know something that I tell you, I love Joyce Meyer. She's a say something good is going to happen to me today. You keep saying that, and then something good is going to happen to you today because, you know, God already knows what he has planned for you, right? He knows that you have to go through those struggles to make you stronger. And that's really what I've been dealing with as far as that. So it's, you know, it's sometimes it's hard. It's hard. But at the same time, you know that you've done a good thing by helping those people who have that negative perspective. And then sometimes people are just negative all the time, right?
So yeah. And Trey Jackson is here. He says, I love hearing about positive morning routines and practices, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what's good about it. And I'm going to tell you what I do. I actually put on my mirror. I have this book. It's actually little sheets that you know, I get and I pull off and I put it on my mirror. And it's great. It's actually by Marshawn Evans Daniels. It's 100 Days of Prayer. Yeah, and they actually have this little sheet to give you those affirmations. So when I send somebody, and I got a couple of them, but it's so real because it may be something that you need to hear what God is trying to tell you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's good. And then they give you the little Bible verses, but it's really good. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Yep, the morning routines and practices, Trey Jackson. Yes, definitely. I'll be talking to you soon, said Trey Jackson.
Yeah, so Trey is teaching me all about YouTube, and he has made a significant difference for me on how I present my business. He's teaching me the back end of YouTube, and you know, I had a mindset about how I was supposed to present my show from a graphic standpoint. He's like, yeah, no. You know, and I don't need yes people in my life.
Yeah.
I need people who are going to tell me truth and get me from point A to point B. Trey Jackson's
absolutely
your man. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, the truth is actually better than just, you know, I used to tell my daughters, you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to lie to you? Which one you want? You know I'm going to tell you the truth. So,
right. Yeah. And then another way to put that is, and we have to go to commercial in a minute, is,
mm-hmm.
you know, being nice or being kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
So nice.
Right.
You just tell people what they want to hear so they can go on their happy way, which
mm-hmm.
is unconscious. Right.
Yep.
Or
mm-hmm.
being kind is telling what they need to hear, which is a conscious way of being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it really does make a difference when you get that part, because then they trust. It's about trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you can say something and that person, what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. Let's put it, if you want to hear, you need to hear. So it makes a big difference as far as saying the things that you know that will help them.
Yeah. Yeah. He's tactful.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great emotional intelligence, I'll say. So
yeah.
So we have more comments, but I'm going to quickly go to commercial, and then we're going to, you know, either answer questions or, you know, address what people are saying here. But I will show this. He says, "Thank you,
mm-hmm.
love you, Trey Jackson, and I love your girlfriend too." All right, so let me just quick do this. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bugs Life, for the self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
All right, so we are back. And I actually want to do one other live commercial. I'm just going to show it real quick because this is really important for world peace. So I'm going to show you. I was, God just shined his light on me, right? And I was on Facebook, and I met this guy, his name is Dr. Steven Spencer, and he was talking about consciousness, and he was talking about the subconscious mind. And I'm like, I need to talk to you, because you think the way that I think. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I like you, let's chat, right? Mm-hmm. So we spoke, we got along really well. We have been working together for the last year. He's been on the podcast probably once a month. We're now down for this year, it'll be like once a quarter, you know, because he's very busy. So I'm just grateful. But he presented this concept, which I'm going to see if I can make it a little larger, which is quantum global healing, and it's world peace by creating inner peace. And we wanted to make it affordable, so it's $33 a month. You can cancel at any time, but it's $33 a month, and once a month we'll have a 30-minute to 1 hour, because it's going to be led by the divine, so we don't know exactly how long it's going to be, right? But it'll be at least 30 minutes where we handle, like, resetting the mindset. And he says, you know, this is our description. So for centuries, Buddhist monks have set intentions and impacted the world around us. And he did study with the Buddhist monks, just so you know who this guy is. He's like the reincarnation of Archangel Michael, right? He says, in numbers, we are more powerful, and we can create abundance, peace, freedom, and safety if you choose to feel the love in the world. It will love you back. It starts with us. Your thoughts not only impact your own reality, they affect stars and planets and other dimensions and galaxies. So please join us in creating a world of peace and love in the journey inward. And be the powerful soul and unleash the power within your mind and heart. As Dr. Spencer, and it should say, and Reverend Jody Susan, I left myself out, guides into the world of unlimited potential through the quantum field. So it's $33. There's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
22% of that investment is going to the Alliance for Natural Health, who's fighting for our rights for natural health. So what a lot of people don't know is, like, the FDA is trying to stop us from having supplements, especially in acetylcysteine, which, you know, is so important. And then the Organic Consumers Association. So, and again, you can cancel at any time, but it's, so 11% goes to each organization. And so we're really trying to help people shift their mindset. And and the very first one, which we are changing the date, the date was going to be the first Monday the month. It's now going to be the first Tuesday of the month at 8:00 Eastern time. And the first one is going to be stepping into your own power. And so what Stephen has the capability of doing, and what I also have the capability of doing, and together he and I do it very well, is shifting the subconscious mind. We do it a little differently. He goes in and he's able to, you know, clear viruses from, you know, thought viruses from the body. I go into past lives and I clear thought forms from past lives. I access the Akashic records. And so, but this is, I mean, if you want to heal, man, $33 a month,
mm-hmm.
I don't know any other way to do that better. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so that, there is going to be a little change to this. Again, it's going to be the first Tuesday of the month. So instead of February 6th, it's going to be February 7th. So I'm going to take off our commercial, but I have to figure out how to get back over here. I've got three screens going on. Here we go. All right. So, and then, you know, so like that. So back to our comments. Chris, she says, we were called out for saying, I'll try growing up. She goes, either you will or you won't do something. I'll try is a cop-out, no ownership. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, try. Well, don't say I try. Say I will be doing something, right? And I love that. Is it Chris? Yeah, no ownership. You got to take ownership of what you're doing, right, of what you planned on doing, because that's just an excuse. It's just an excuse to say they can't do it, right? So it's about taking that ownership and making sure that you are doing it, not trying to do it, but just having that that willpower. And it's all about the mindset, right? Because sometimes we feel comfortable in saying, I won't do something. Either you won't or won't do it. You know, and then I love it. It's a cop-out. It's just a cop-out to make you feel better about yourself, but is it really good for you trying to do that?
Well,
that
and then if we say, I'll try, right,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The mindset is that I don't really have to make it happen.
Yeah.
So you're actually setting yourself up to fail. I'm a human behaviorist in addition to being a medical intuitive. So, mm-hmm. So we're setting ourselves up to fail if we say, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving ourselves a door out, out of success. So I say step into success, right?
Step into, I love it, yep. Step into success and not try to do it. Say, I will do it.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah. And you know, and that's why I said, you know, I make it happen. I don't just say I try to do it. I just go and do it. You know, you fail, but it picks you back up to make you successful in what you're doing. And you learn from your mistakes. So, you know.
If you fail, you fail forward. It's a lesson, not a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because God gives us lessons so we can get to where we are right now on the show.
Absolutely. Because we fail, you know, if you just do something for the first time and you fail, don't give up. You know, try again, right? That was like a metaphor they used to say. You know, try, if you fail, get up and try again. So, yeah, you just want to make sure that you can actually have that confidence. It's really about confidence, about doing it and making sure that you know that you can do it, not I can't do it. So, but, yeah, I like that. Yep. Andrew, yep, there is no try.
Yeah, and then he says also, sorry, I should have let us read that. He says, that's my husband. That is right, Chris. Do or do not. There is no try.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says, when things get hard, we need to lean on others to help get help from those who can give us wise advice. Please talk about some of the people who helped you on your journey. Nice question, Andrew.
Yeah.
So please tell us. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my father was always that entrepreneur, you know, mm-hmm. as he's growing up in the, you know, high regional manager with Miles Laboratory at Gillette. But I'm going to tell you what I did say. I would never do sales. My husband, Dennis, was in sales. I would never do sales. Look what I'm doing now. But my father was actually, and I didn't realize that I started turning out more like him. So he's actually was my hero, and he was the one that said, Wanda, when I started with corporate, at least stay there for a year. He didn't know I was going to stay there for 36 years, you know, at IBM. So my father was actually what got me on my journey as well as, you know, when my father died, Dennis, that says, Wanda, and I retired then. You can't, because I went into a depression. You know, I was like daddy's little girl. And Dennis just said, you know, get out there and you know, we got a business, which was Legal Shield. And I did get out there and start selling that I didn't know I was going to sell. But I guess because of my personality, but him helping me. But when I started getting into these networking groups, like D&I, teach me how to network. The other networking groups that I became part of, that some of the ladies that had told me, Wanda, you need to write a book. Wanda, you need to do Facebook Live. And that was my my friend Edeline, who actually in Reroc, I became part of her group, that everything that I'm doing, she told me, she said, anytime I tell you wanted to do something, you've been doing it. You know, so that means getting on Facebook Live when COVID happened, you know, I was doing webinars. I was actually doing international webinars with other people, collaboration partners, that I wanted to help other people, entrepreneurs, educate. And that's really my whole thing. That's why I said educate and empower. So doing that, and then I got a call from another young lady, C. Nicole, who told me, Wanda, God told me to call you. And I said, okay, what do you say? And that's when she wanted me to be part of her book, which is Audacity to Shine, which I love the title. Jody, Audacity to Shine. And that's what got me on motivation, said, I do have the audacity to shine, you know, because the struggles that we go through, a lot of times we don't think that we can do it. So some of my lady friends that I have, and also my girlfriend Sharon and Abby, you know, and Create Your Own Business, you know, and Edelaine, W.D. Pearson Associates. So those are the ones on my journey that actually helped me get to where I am today, to push me. I say, push me to say, you can do this, you know. So I did it, and I had no idea that God was going to get me into a second book, because I got another second call from R.B. Robinson, who said, why don't I want you to be in my book? Oh, no more collaboration books. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I did one collaboration book, and it's an Amazon bestseller. But the other books that I'm writing, one is Words Are Just Vibrations in the Air. You know, you know, how everything's energy. And then the second one, I don't like the title, but I'll kind of give you an idea what it's about. Yeah. It's, 11 Months to Die. And what it is my brother, who was a chiropractor, was using his cell phone. This is back in 1997 when I was misdiagnosed. Right. And, blew up 100 pounds.
Wow.
And at the same time, he had a seizure on the beach in Florida.
Oh, wow.
And they had to, airlift him to a hospital.
Wow.
And they performed brain surgery days later, and they gave him 1 year to live. And he was a chiropractor and understood nutrition, because at that time they taught chiropractors about nutrition. They actually took that out of the program at some universities. So, so I've been told. So no one quote me on it. Now he lived for 23 years, and he was the longest living survivor of, brain cancer.
Wow.
At Northwestern University, or Northwestern Hospital in Illinois.
Yeah.
And here is why. He understood food as medicine. He had a very high antioxidant diet. Antioxidants are your, dark blue, your chocolates, things like that. Blueberries, blackberries. There's a lot of things that come from the desert in Arizona. There's a product called Trevita that he would take.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is overlooked by many, organic organ meats, because they're so dense in minerals.
Wow.
And you need those minerals for your brain health. And so he lived for 23 years. Now, why is the book 11, and I'm fairly positive this is not the right title, but God will give it to me when we're ready. So why is it at this point in time 11 months to die? Well, because a year before he died, he was in assisted living. My husband, Andrew, and I were taking him to a holistic doctor, and he got out of a wheelchair in one day.
Wow.
Went from wheelchair to walking, no
awesome.
Problem, in a day. Okay.
Awesome.
And Sorry, I need a minute. So he wasn't given his anti-seizure medication this one morning, right, in October of 2019. And they rushed him to, I think it was Reese Hospital. And as they're checking him out, they realize, because he's having another seizure, they forgot to give him his seizure, anti-seizure medication again. Wow. So twice in 12 hours. And so it landed him in the hospital for 11 months, at which point his diet was no longer in his own control. And so they were giving him box food. He no longer had access to his organic organ meats, his Trevita, or anything else that he was doing to support his well-being. And so he died 11 months in the hospital. And that was also during COVID. We weren't even allowed to go see him.
Yeah.
So he died alone.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that, you know, that COVID put a lot, especially a lot of the our families that were in a nursing home. And my father actually died before COVID. Thank God I was able to.
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah, I go, I went, I was, as soon as I retired in 2018, I was able to go visit him, and I looked at him, but he died of dementia. Now, imagine that he was a high-level sales guy that he retired and didn't use, wasn't doing, using his mind.
Yeah, and the mind
really, dementia is something, and I got to see it, and it was so hard to see him. It's just like with my mother, who died the day after I moved here from New Jersey. So, you know, this is my natural parents and actually that I had. So it was rough to see him like that. And that's when I said, you know what? I retired. I can't. And that's when Dennis said, you got to get up and go. And when I went into that depression, I said, I can't sit and not do anything, because then your mind starts settling. And that's how that dementia started getting in, because you're not thinking, you know? So, that is really what really kind of pushed me. And Angie, that was a good question as far as what you asked me. That's what pushed me into doing what I'm doing now, you know.
See what happened to your dad, right?
Yep. So it really helped me to move forward instead of backwards, you know, to get into the, we can always get into that depressed state, but I knew now, Dennis, I mean, my whole schedule is just like, I'm constantly going. They call me the networking queen, you know, so that's really, and I meet a lot of people, and some people I don't remember, but they remember me. So it's that lasting impression that you leave on people, that, and I think that's probably my passion, that they see that I'm, you know, that I didn't know. I mean, I had a young lady say, Wanda, when I'm around you, I guess it makes me get out of depression that I'm out of, you know, that I have. And I say, really? You know, you don't know how you affect people. You know, I'm being yourself, you know, I'm just really being myself. So, yeah, that.
Well, you're being led by your higher self. You're being led. My technology was ready to fall to the floor. You're being led really by spirit. Right.
Absolutely.
And when we're being led by spirit, we glow and we vibrate at a much higher level that naturally attracts other people.
Exactly. Naturally attract other people, and like I said, you just never know who you're going to attract, who you're going to help. I mean, just like one of my friends who was diagnosed with cancer, and as I'm getting ready this morning, maybe at 6:30 in the morning, I just text her, how are you doing? And she's young, you know. How you doing today? You know, God just puts you, when they put you on, because I'd be so busy, and I say, okay, let me stop this right now. Let me send a text. Let me reach out to them to let them know I'm thinking about them, you know, so.
Exactly.
You know, and just helping them on the way to let them know that you're not alone. You know, you have somebody else there to help you along the way. And And that's when we talk about negativity. Here you got people that didn't expect things to happen to them, and it happened to them, but then, you know, you worry about something else as far as negative. Think about people who are going through worse than you, you know?
Well, I want to talk about that for a moment, and I'm going to show you something. It was part of my email that went out last night. So I agree with you that not thinking will cause your brain to go to mush, right?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, because you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But what
yep.
people
yep.
don't understand, and I'll see if I can make this a little larger. Let me just see if I can do that. Is that a little easier to read there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that the chemicals that are in our water supply, okay, like
mm-hmm.
fluoride, let's just fluoride, which they've been adding, makes your body absorb extra aluminum. Now, aluminum is one of the key things for Alzheimer and dementia. It's one of the key causes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be cooking like with aluminum.
Okay.
Right?
That's good to know.
And your deodorant. You don't want to be putting deodorant on that has aluminum in it, and most of it does,
mm-hmm.
unless you're buying plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, so fluoride makes your body absorb extra aluminum, and where does the aluminum go? It goes to your brain. And what
mm-hmm.
metal shows up alarmingly in the brains of Alzheimer's victims? You guessed it, aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And so...
Very interesting. Very
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, and actually, these are the types of things that I'm sharing in my functional food program.
Mm-hmm.
So cognitive decline isn't hereditary. It's environmental. You
mm-hmm.
can have the gene for Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
cancer, arthritis, diabetes. You can have those genes. They never have to be expressed if you're not consuming the toxins that are in the water and food supply. It's just that simple. And my program is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's just get rid of toxins, but I show you where they are, and I show you where how to source your food properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also show you which foods are your happy foods, like cashews. Are nature's antidepressant.
Mm.
And
I mean, cashew peanuts? The cashew peanuts?
The cashew nut, yes.
Wow.
And the Brazil nut will lower your cholesterol by 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really have more than 4 Brazil nuts in a sitting because
mm-hmm.
it's so high in selenium that you could actually have toxic mm-hmm. overload. If you had too many Brazil nuts, it's actually a medicine.
Wow. I remember you telling me that, Joey, and I actually went out and went to Sprouts and got the Brazilian nuts.
Uh-huh.
Because I have, you know, it's in my genes, the high cholesterol. So that is so true. I have to get some more of those. But that's interesting that you should say that as far as how much you should have. So... Thank you for that tip. But, yeah, I went right out and got me some Brazilian nuts.
Yeah, you're welcome. So there's a video I did, and I just redid it because we had interferences on it, so I had to retape it. But I'll share the video so that people understand. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, Susan Essentials, which most of you are on right now,
mm-hmm.
and then and just look up Susan Essentials Brazil Nuts. And I explain in detail about the importance of Brazil nuts and how much to take. And, and I'm not saying you can't have more than 4 a month, but you really, I mean, it's a medicine. Just
so
you
said a month? Is it a month or a day? 4?
Well, you only need 4 months.
Oh, okay. And that has selenium in it?
Yeah, the active ingredient is selenium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and it's the selenium that drives down the cholesterol levels. And
wow.
the bad cholesterols.
Yeah.
And cholesterol, you need cholesterol. So that's why those statin drugs are so bad for you. Because you actually need those good cholesterols to to have a healthy brain.
Wow. Wow.
And people are not connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that statin will also destroy your muscles.
Mm.
And so there's a story. It's one of the very first people I ever coached. I'm like smack dab back into work because I was on disability for almost 4 years. I call the government, say I want to get off of disability. They're like, say what? You know, you want to you don't want us to pay you anymore? I'm like, no, I want to go back to work. And so, you know, I shared a house with this man, and we'll just call him Sam I Am or something, and coaching him. You know, just as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't tell me that he was on statins. And so we're getting him healthy and everything. He had already torn 2 rotator cuffs, had open heart surgery. And so we're getting him healthy. And then he's walking down the stairs just before Thanksgiving or just after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And both knees, and we're not running down the stairs, gently walking down the stairs, both knees dislocate at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Now, what is the possibility of that?
Wow.
Without
yeah.
a synthetic interference. And so, you know, that's, I'm like, there's something you're not telling me,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this just doesn't happen. And so he, you know, I found out he was on statins.
Mm-hmm.
And so statins tear your muscles, causes depression and diabetes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And there are studies to show this, you know, PubMed studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to reframe that and say possibly does it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very high probability. You know, because it depends on how long you're on the statin.
Yeah, that because I actually, it's in my genes, and I've been on statin cholesterol medicine.
Okay.
But I try to use, I like more natural.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. So I use essential oils, which is lemongrass, that I actually put in. And the doctor said, well, Wanda, what, you know, it went down. And she said, so what are you using? I said, I had to think about what I was using. So I used the lemongrass and also the magnesium oil.
Yes.
That I put on. When I take a shower, that's the first thing I put on is on my feet and my legs. And that has actually helped my cholesterol go down.
Well, and the magnesium oil is also really good for your digestive, and it's also really good for your brain health. So our brain needs a lot of minerals, and most of our body is mineral deficient. And the mm-hmm. lemongrass is amazing. So while you're taking that lemongrass to lower your cholesterol, it mm-hmm. also can decalcify your pineal gland,
mm-hmm.
right? So which our pineal gland in our brain is what connects us to our spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and if you've ever had, you know, water that has fluoride in it
mm-hmm.
or food that has fluoride in it, your mm-hmm. your pineal gland is most likely calcified.
Wow. So I put lemon in my water, you know.
Lemon or lemon essential oil?
Lemon essential oils.
So that's awesome. I do too. And what that does is I'm a walking almanac.
Mm-hmm.
That takes out the microplastics and petrochemicals from your intestinal tract. And it mm-hmm. also acts as a, if you put in 3 drops and drink it, it's similar to having a cup of coffee. But mm-hmm. without the crash and without the negative, any negative effects of caffeine. So it's
mm-hmm.
actually healing the body
mm-hmm.
Versus destroying mm-hmm. the body. And it's like a natural energy boost and it's cheaper, right? 3
mm-hmm.
drops of lemon essential oil is what, like 30 cents?
Yeah. I put it in my tea too. So I try to put, you know, I'm more of a natural, I like the natural stuff, you know. So I know I'm on a medication because the doctor said, well, why don't you got to, you know, trying to control my diet, but he said it's in your genes. But that's interesting that you talk about that with the statin. It's been for years.
Yeah, so genes can do – so I studied science-based nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You can have any gene and never have it expressed if you're eating the right thing,
mm-hmm.
period. Synthetics are just a Band-Aid. Pills are a Band-Aid and will destroy the body eventually.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, you see the commercials. Oh, you know, you could die from this medication. So, you know, but, and they put that in little small print, and you can die. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, so you do one medication to help that one, and then the other medication to help that, what you just actually, that's destroying your body. It's very interesting.
Yeah, so you know that's how they got me on 19 medications.
Wow.
And that's why I almost died. And I was used as a guinea pig. They did all these, mm-hmm. put me on these clinical trials and never took me off.
Wow. And you talk about that, and that is the same. But the same thing happened to my mom, who went into the nursing home, but she had rheumatoid arthritis. And they had her on so many medications. So I said, what are you doing?
Do you see my hand?
Uh-huh.
So I have arthritis. My mom had arthritis. Her hands were crippled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My hands have no expression of arthritis. You know why? My diet.
Yeah. It really makes it. Hers was in her legs, so she couldn't walk anymore, and that's when she gave up. So when that happened, I said, oh, God, I hope I don't have this gene, you know? And you know, they check me with blood work every time I go for blood work just to make sure, but... That's awesome that you have that because I looked at some people who have the arthritis, like you said, with your hands, you know, that their hands are crippled, you know, that they can't do anything. So, you know, but yeah, it makes a difference. Well, good morning, people.
Yeah, everyone's chiming in. So good morning, Soraya. So Sarai has she has such a cool business. She's a photographer, but she also does these clothing line and she repurposes clothing and makes it just like very artistic. So if anybody wants to reach out to her, she's amazing. We have I don't know how to pronounce that. Yes,
Oyesire. I don't want to mess it up.
I don't want to mess it up, and we're grateful that you are
here. Good
morning. Good morning. We have Zelda. So she says, this is an old photo when I was coloring my hair. Okay, because I'm like, it doesn't look like you.
Good morning, Zelda. I think we have Pamela that chimed in, too. Good morning.
Yeah, Pamela Gadsden. She is such a bright light. Oh, my God. Yeah, everyone should know Pamela. So
good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Commercial.
We got into the health thing, but it's great because actually that's our life, right?
Yeah. Well, if you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth. So
absolutely.
I'm going to quick go to commercial, and then let's go back. I want to hear about the book that you're writing or the book that you have written, whichever one you want to talk about. And, and let me just quickly do our commercials here.
Okay.
Joey Zusan of Zusan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Zusan Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bugs Life, with a self-paced functional food program. Now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
All right, we are back. And for those people who want to connect with Wanda, this is how you do it. Wanda at WD. T-E-A. You know, that looks like that's spelled incorrectly.
That is spelled incorrectly. This is Pearson. I'm going to put it in here again. So it's Wanda Pearson. It should be Pearson.
Yeah.
Wanda at wdpearson.com.
Yeah, because it says the site can't be reached.
Yeah.
I'm like, darn.
Yeah, I told you it was early in the morning when I was typing this, Jody.
It's
so.
Okay. You know, it's not. This is an easy fix.
Yeah. So I just put it in. And I'm glad you said that don't look right. It don't. After I looked at it, oh yeah, that's
all good. So let me.
That's what happened with your eyes. But yeah, we were talking about as far as going back to my books that I wrote and how I got into doing what I'm doing, right?
Yes, please.
When COVID happened, doing my webinars with the other entrepreneurs, collaboration. Mm-hmm. So one of the young ladies, which is one of my clients, called me and said, God told her to call me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what did he say? And she wanted me to be part of this collaboration project with a book.
Okay.
And when she told me, it's actually Audacity to Shine. And I love that because it's all about, it's hard to put up this here. Yeah, that's his shine. It's actually on my website. My book's there.
I'm going to your website. I'm trying to get there now. So let me just do this. Stop that screen share. Make that larger. Now show your book again.
Okay.
Yeah. So oh, there you go. It's going to have to go in front of your face for a second.
Yes.
There you go. So Audacity to Shine. Because it takes courage to step out of your current reality. Right.
Yeah.
And to shine, because we're taught not to shine, are we not?
Absolutely, and that's why it's about life, faith, and business. So yeah, we actually are taught not like what I went through. So I love it how she put that title there, and she changed the cover to reflect Audacity to Shine, because we all have the Audacity to Shine. That's what actually got me to doing what I'm doing and to my book that I'm writing on my own. But it's about the struggles that we go through in your life and that if you're ready to be inspired, we've been talking about this as far as and motivated and empowered to live triumphantly after allowing tragedy, because tragedy happened to us and we got out of it, right?
Right. And we've all had tragedy.
Absolutely. And past hurts, victim mentality, or even life failures to hold you back. So that's why I said we all have the audacity to shine. And that book actually was 10 of Us Women that did this book. This is when people didn't know, because they always saw Wanda smiling, you know, everything's fine. But when they read my chapter, they said, oh, wow, I didn't know you went through that, Wanda. You know, because what happened, Jody, was that I buried a lot of things deep inside me, you know, and I guess that was God's way of saying, don't think about it, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I allowed that to keep me down.
Right.
But I knew that that he had, like I said, he had plans for me.
Yes, he
right?
did.
And I love my when I retired, actually, Jeremiah 29:11, God has plans for you to prosper, not to harm you, but to give you hope in the future. That's really what I went off of. So when I told my story in this book about how I suffered, I mean, my mother, she was in her last year of high school, first time ever having sex, and she got pregnant with me, right? So that made me fearful that, well, I'm never having sex. You know? So thank you. Yeah, those are my two books there. So it's funny how I actually came out of that and not let that fear stay with me. But my daughters, when they read my chapter, because they, you know, I talked to them about, but they never really knew about what happened to me because I buried it so deep inside. They said, Mommy, you need to go to counseling. What I need to go to counseling for? I never thought I needed to go to a counselor, right? A therapist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to the therapist, it actually brought out stuff in me that made me write even more of stuff that I actually didn't, I buried deep inside because I just didn't think about it, you know? And my stepmother, she actually helped me to be strong when I am. She said, why do you always forget stuff? Well, I don't remember. Was this... The therapy and writing this book helped me to bring out more than I anticipated to do, you know, to remember. So that second book, The Impact of One Voice, and thank you for putting that up, Impact of One Voice, this is with R.B. Robinson. I actually put my own cover, you know, even though it's a collaboration, but it's about we all have the unique experience, the gift to tell our story. A lot of us in this book, this is international. This is actually number one bestseller on Amazon.
Nice.
Back to our own book. So please make sure you buy them from me, because that's how I'm investing to do my book, right? So I love the title of The Impact of Your Voice, Your Voice Story and Message Matters, because what you tell about your story, it probably penetrates to other people that actually are going through the same thing. So helping people to tell their story, the message that we actually have to share, is actually something that a lot of us have. And I tell people, they tell me, well, I want to write a book. Well, write it. Tell your story. Because I'm going to tell you, that's another thing I said, never say never. I would never write a book. Who wants to hear my story? Who wants? I mean, there's so many books out here. I got so many books. But when you're out here networking a lot and people think you're happy-go-lucky, but when they read your story, they have a different view of you to say that you've been through this and even mentoring with these girls that I mentor to let them know that they're not the only ones going through this, but we've been through it, you know. So it really makes a big difference as far as that. So when I wrote this chapter, I'm writing it, Jody, and I'm like, what can I name this? What, you know, what title should I name this? And that's what never say never, because God has a plan for you. And it's funny because of the R.B. Roberts, she said, well, Wanda, what is your time? And I instantly came up with it, you know, because that's something I will never do. I said, oh, God, that's okay. But that's my title. Never say never, because God has a plan for you.
Yeah.
You know, he has a plan for all of us, right?
You just inspired me. There's some sort of reverberation going on. I don't know. Is there a window open that's not supposed to be?
Me?
Here, that's why.
Good morning. Awesome. Thank you. This has been a great couple of hours. I wanted to hear, especially from Wanda, because people have challenges when, and certainly Jody as well, when we're doing God's work, we want to make sure we're getting the right messages. to be on track. What are some advice you give to people to kind of figure out the right messages, to listen to the right people? It could be spiritual or people themselves, but to kind of get themselves on the right track to fulfill their purpose. Can you share that with me? Thank you, Wanda. And one of the signs that we have in our house is let your faith be stronger than your fear. Thank you, Wanda. Last thing I want to just share before I hang up is when you said if people need, if you offer yourself out there, if someone needs, you need someone to talk to, you need someone to lean on me. And people all need someone to rely on. We all need someone to lean on. So find those people. Don't go it alone. Thank you so much for being on our show.